Fuka fuka. Chicka 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 chicka.
At the end. And let it roll. Let it roll.
Love it. House of Machine.
That's right. We're back. We're here. You seem surprised.
Well, it's because this is like a year long thing. So like we got it all like started, and then we paused it as we were growing the business, and then we were like, you know what?
We were told not to do it. Remember that?
Yeah, we were advised, Joe, just wait a while, keep building, and then you know, which is I guess is a perfect intro to what we're talking about today. But it's like, when is the right time to do it, right? Like, when is it going to be the right time? I don't know. When is the right time to do anything? And I think it just is when it feels right. And I think right now, Hustle Machine just feels right.
To me, when we were told not to do it, I remember telling you I was so deflated. I was like,
gosh. Oh, man, you were despondent. Like,
I was so like, oh, man, for real? Yeah. I'm glad we didn't listen to that guy.
Well, we did for a while.
Yeah, we did. Well, for sure. Yeah. But being connected with some other people in our lives who were like basically encouraging us to like, you guys got to do it. So,
you know, but I think that's a good aside. Not really exactly what we're talking about today, but it's a good aside for when you guys are looking for mentors or mentorship. It's not always going to be the right fit with the first mentor that you find.
So, oh yeah.
I think it's a personal relationship that you got to find somebody that just works with you and they're just lifting you up, but they're also maybe calling you on stuff and they're just a good fit for you. And you know, we thought we had somebody that was a good fit and ended up not really being that way. So we're like, you know what? We got this. The time is right. Let's hustle.
Well, we've defined hustle already on the show and what that looks like, how we're kind of redefining that word in our culture. And I'm really excited about what's happening at Hustle Machine. I can't wait to see what comes of it even more. So,
right.
Yeah, in segue, which, you know, with Demetri Martin, always like segues are weird. but to your point, like you were saying earlier, is when is the right time? Like we were just talking about how with Hustle Machine, when was the right time? And I mean, even if we go back as far as like our own personal business with Market House and Site Now, to be honest with you, because Site Now is a whole nother story, probably not a whole nother episode. We could talk about that. Launching a new business venture in the heyday of COVID, like right at the beginning of heyday. Yeah, you're right. Heyday sounds like
we launched it the month it was like
everything March, shut April. Down
yeah
March April, it was March
yeah of 2020 so I mean, we didn't know that. We had just been working for 9 months to launch this product, and then you know we were like, okay, it's time to launch, and we were just like, let's just do it. And you know, proved to be more successful than we had thought at the time. So
yeah, considering all the odds. But yeah, I think even with Market House, I think that was one of the things for us is I remember telling you, I listened to a podcast and I cannot remember the name of the podcast now. It doesn't matter. But I remember listening to this lady. It was an entrepreneur focused podcast. And I remember her saying that if she just kept going and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting to get into her own thing, she never was. She was never going to do it. So she literally said, I had to put a date on the calendar. And she said, so I put a hard date a year out from on the calendar. And she said, I knew that was kind of coming down the pipeline for me. And I knew I needed to do some things to get things in order for that date to happen. And she said, it happened. I put my notice. I put my notice in 2 weeks before the date that I said that was going to be done. And she said, I quit. My last day was on that day. And I walked out and I continued what I was already doing.
Yeah.
Jason and I have a different story. Ours is not quite that same. You know, it was more of like we got sick of what we were doing. And well, the job I was in, I didn't really hate, to be honest with you. There was nothing wrong with it. It was just.
It was time.
Okay. Yeah, it was time for, you know, I think we've already shared the story, and I'm talking a lot here, but I think I shared the story already with you on the podcast before of how when we hit the 5-year mark, I was like, yeah, Jason, happy 5-year anniversary from Market House. And he's like, yay.
Whoop-de-do.
But you, to your point, like, you got to know when the right time is.
Yeah.
And there are things that will show up.
Yeah. You know, I think when it comes down to understanding when it's time to step away from, you know, your job or one business and do something else. So whether it's stepping away from one business to another business, you know, like changing jobs or careers, or whether it's quitting a job and starting your own business, or when it's time to go, you know what? I've got space in my life. I feel really passionate about this thing, you know, whether it's entrepreneurship or podcasting or whatever. It's about knowing yourself. It's about, like, this whole thing, and we talk about this a lot, is self-awareness. Being aware of, you know, what you're feeling inside, really knowing your heart, knowing where you want to go with things in the world, and making sure that you execute on that, you know. So I wanted to call this episode, like, when it's time to fly, because I think that when you finally know when it's right, it feels like this unbelievable feeling of, like, equal parts panic and elation, you know, like flying. So it's weird. Hey, you know,
maybe it should be called when's the time to jump out of the plane.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not ever is it a good time to jump out of a plane. I like to stay in planes.
Well, I mean, once you jump, you just got to build the plane when you're falling, you know, the old adage.
No, that never works. Don't build the plane on the way down. Anyway, but there's a quote that I like, and I wrote it down here. Let me read it. It's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, none of us will ever accomplish anything excellent or commanding except when he listens, or she listens, to the whisper which is heard by him or her alone. So none of us will ever accomplish anything excellent or commanding except when he listens to the whisper which is heard by him alone. And to me, that speaks directly to the self-awareness that it takes to really know when it's the right time to make a career transition. And, you know, I think that lots of people can make, you know, listicles online, or, you know, some random list that gets put up as, like, clickbait. It's like the 5 signals to look at when you want to quit your job. But I think it really comes down to knowing yourself. Because that's what we had to do, you know, when we were making this transition. Because the joke, you know, it's funny, because Zach and I always talked about when we transitioned from our full-time jobs into full-time Market House as the agency, that Zach would always go first.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. Because I was at a period in my life where the company I was at was transitioning, and I didn't want to get too deep into that transition and then leave. Like, I didn't want to leave them in a place where they were needing the leadership that I was going to be providing, and just tank everything, right?
Just up and leave. Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that I could go ahead and transition out and leave them in a good spot to either fill that, or what do they ever need to do to move on, and then be able to actually do my thing and leave on a good note, you know? Which is, I think, is another kind of signal to look out for, which is there's a George Costanza thing from Seinfeld where he always wants to leave, where he wants to leave a meeting on a high note. And so, like, he'll make a joke in a meeting, and then everybody will be laughing, and he'll just get up and leave. And everybody's just, like, laughing. And so he'll just go and just leave the meeting. And I've always used that phrase. It's like leaving on a high note. And that's exactly what you want to do when you're getting ready to transition, you know, from one career to another, because our life is relationship driven. Everything is relational. And you want to make sure that when you are transitioning to a different venture or a different career or a different phase in your life, that you leave everything packaged up neat and tidy as best that you can.
Well, and there's I've always lived by that. Every place that I've worked and left, I've gotten a freelance business on the side, working for somebody else, and then they know I've left and they'd still liked a lot of my work, and they were like, hey, would you be interested in doing this, this, and this? And I'm like, yeah. And they, you know, I got business on the side from that, and I've actually gone back to another business for a second hire, because I left on a high note, or left on a positive note. And even when we left our full-time jobs to do this, it was it wasn't a leaving on bad terms, and we, you know, we made people angry or anything like that. I mean, I remember sitting down with the CEO, like she asked me to come in and meet with her, and she was like, I think this is a great thing for you. And if you ever need any help, you ever have, need some advice, I've been running this business now for 20 years. I'd be willing to sit down with you and walk you through anything that you need. And that just doesn't come with, you know, every organization's not going to be like that. And it,
no.
You know, Jason, you said that could be a sign, but oftentimes it's not. Sometimes I think some of those signs could be your job sucks. You hate your job so much.
Yeah.
You may love some of the people there and you may love some of that, but you hate your job so much and it's not your passion. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing that could be a sign, is like, what are you passionate about?
Right.
You know, that's one of the things that Jason and I, when we formed this business and went full time, is when we talk about our schedule, we form everything around what we're passionate about. Our family is a big deal for us. So we will say no to things if it means that we're going to have to sacrifice a lot of our time with our family. Mm-hmm. We don't answer emails and respond to things. Typically, there have been occasions where it has happened, but we don't make it a practice, a normal practice or a normal thing or a normal expectation of our clients that at the end of the day, we're done. And getting back to like talking about your passion is if you're not passionate about what you're doing every single day, then that could be a sign. But you're passionate about your side hustle or the business that you're building. You're like, this is what I'm passionate about. Then do everything you can, whether it's to leave and do something part-time and your passion part-time, so you can spend more time on it. Chase with your passion.
And I think that, you know, I think that for passion, because, you know, we have Market House, which is our agency, and we have other projects that we have, and we've got Hustle Machine, and we've got partnerships that we have. We do a lot. We hustle. For lack of a better word. And then I also have a t-shirt and apparel business. And that was a passion of mine. And it's about finding the time to kind of work that into your life until it can become something that you can step into. So I think that's another thing to look at as far as a signal is, if you're passionate about something and you feel that call, you need to think about, is it viable? Now, when Zach and I looked at this for so long and we were just hustling and taking on projects and taking on clients on the side, as well as keeping our other career running, without, you know, it affecting it. One of the things we always talked about is, okay, so once we have enough income generated from the side hustle to either match or pass over what we're currently making, then that'll be the point where we can step away. For some people, that's possible. Maybe if you're a solopreneur, that's a little bit easier. You know, for us, there's two of us in the company as the partners, and then we also just had like freelancers that were working for us, and there was a lot. So even mm-hmm. when we had projects coming in, if there was just one of us, that easily would have happened, you know, a long time ago. But, you know, it was two of us. We would almost take turns being super busy. So like, you know, Zach would just have these super busy months and I wouldn't be doing much except supporting him. And then it would flip over the years. But I think that a different way to look at it would be not necessarily going, okay, am I making enough money in the side hustle to take over if I quit this main job, but rather look at it and go, if I was truly able to give 100% of my time to whatever I feel passionate about, whatever my calling is, if I could truly make that my thing without any distraction, could I be successful? And if the answer is yes, well, I think then you have your answer. So spend some time thinking about what you're passionate about. Take a look at what you've made on certain projects and take a look at the time that you put into that, especially if it's a side hustle, and to go, you know what? If I was doing this daily, I would have more time to find leads. I would have more time to work on stuff. I would be more focused because I wouldn't be doing it at all hours of the night or on the weekend. I would actually be able to do this as my full-time job. And I think that if you look at it that way, it kind of becomes a little bit clearer as to when you would be able to actually step out on your own and fly. And I'm kind of sad that we didn't look at that sooner, look at it that way sooner, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that it also comes down to timing. There was a timing for us on that. Now I always dreamed of the day of when we would be doing this full time. And I always dreamed about what that would be like. We would have an office space. We wouldn't be working out of our homes. Now obviously with COVID that's kind of changed a lot of things, but at the same time, we actually enjoy working remote from the sheer fact that one of our passions is our family, right? So being able to see them whenever we want is an advantage. But sometimes the timing is never, if you're looking for the right timing, sometimes that's never mm-hmm. going to happen.
Right. You have to make it your time.
I don't even think that. It's like, well, I guess so. Yeah, I get what you mean. I think that if you're looking for the right time, it's never actually going to happen. If you're waiting for all the ducks to be in a row, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because you're always going to go, well, if I had an extra bit of income coming in, I would feel a little bit more comfortable. Then you get that and you go, but now I'm comfortable with both incomes and I'm making, you know what I mean? Like, so then you're going to have a reason for everything. So if you're waiting for the right time, it's just not going to happen. But if you can see, you know, to your point, if there is a way that you could spend, if you were able to spend more time on it, you know that you could drive more business. And I think that is a good sign for sure.
Yeah. And you know, it's once you start to read the signals, and we can talk more about, you know, the top five signals or whatever. Once you start to read the signals and you are entertaining the idea of stepping away either into entrepreneurship full time or as a side hustle, once you start to entertain that, and you are a couple, or, you know, if you're on your own, maybe you talk to a friend or your parents or something, somebody you trust as an advisor, and you start having the conversations.
I did. Like,
yeah. Well, of course, like we both did. And I remember, I was with my wife and I was like, it feels like it's now. It was a span of several conversations, but I was like, it feels like it's now. It feels like it's either now or never. It feels like things have aligned. My design and apparel career was doing really well at the time, still is, but it was like, okay, this is doing well. I have a nice safety net here if I fall, and you know, I've got several months where I could just fail miserably, right? And It's going, okay, how long can I fail? How comfortable I am I with that level of failure? How long can I fail before I'm out of money and I need to start doing something else? You know, it's do the math, right?
Yeah.
Do the math and then have the conversations with the people you care about and who care about you. And hopefully, one, they'll respect the passion that you have for this. And if you've got a good head on your shoulders, you know, there's a likelihood that you could succeed as long as everything is planned out. And you know what? If it doesn't succeed, maybe the time wasn't right. Maybe you misread the signals and you need to go back to the daily hustle or just do it as a side hustle, you know, keep mm-hmm. doing it as a side hustle and then wait for the next right time.
Yeah. Cause I think when we did this, I don't think our idea of when this would happen would be in the peak of COVID and mm-hmm. the peak of just absolute insanity, right? Like it was just,
yeah.
Why does it feel right to do this right now? And I remember calling, I think I called 5 or 6 people. I obviously talked mm-hmm. to my wife about it, but then I also talked to my dad about it. And I talked to my father-in-law about it. And I talked to a couple other people that are higher friends of mine that are really high up in their companies and some of them that are entrepreneurs themselves and asked them like, hey, this is what I got in front of me. Mm-hmm. Would I be crazy not to just jump and do this? And yeah. every single one of them asked me some really tough questions. Do you have this? Do you have this place? Do you have this place? What is your response to this? And they did grill me. There was a couple of them. I was like, oh. But it was great. And they said, if you can answer those questions, you're ready. And I was like, I guess we're doing this.
What kind of questions?
You know, like they obviously asked like CPA, like do you what's your plans for taxes? Yeah. What's your plans for if you fail, what's your backup plan? Could you go back to anything? Do you have money saved up? Like that sort of stuff was all kinds of really good questions. And some of it I had really good responses to. Some of it I struggled, mainly because I didn't want to fail. it's like, yeah. What is your backup plan? This is the backup plan. I don't have a backup
plan. Burning all my bridges. There is no backup plan.
But I think that, you know, we obviously have enough network of people that would be easy if this were to fail for whatever reason. Right. I know where my next step would be and I would do X, Y, and Z and I would do anything that I needed to make ends meet. And even the same thing, if we have a slow month or so slow time, it's like, okay, either I need to pick up on some sales and I need to get back on the marketing and sales train and make it happen, or you know, get back to, you know, hustling and setting some time aside to dedicate that time to that. We've been fortunate enough where we haven't been having that problem. So we've haven't been doing a ton of marketing or anything like that. And it's been just lots of referrals and that's good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you're right. Get a group of people around you that you trust and just let them ask you some really tough questions. And I was going to say, take your time, but I think if you know it, you can answer some of these really tough questions that your friends or family are asking you. Mm-hmm. If you have great responses to them and they're giving you great feedback, it'd be stupid not to just move forward with it. Is it going to be hard? Yes. Yes. 100%.
Yeah, transitioning and like going into like quit your job, quitting a full-time job to step into the relative unknown of hustling and entrepreneurship is the weirdest, most exciting and vomit-inducing, cold sweat,
joyous. Lack of sleep.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird that you could be equally excited and petrified at the same time. But it was weirdly exciting and frightening. But I loved it. I loved the transition. It was weird. It still is weird to say that I work full time for myself, and you know, here we are a year later, and it's just it's
crazy. We got a growing team. We got a growing team, which, you know, before it was just us, and we have a couple of people that we contract out and we work on a regular basis with, and we have an actual teammate now that's on the team, and so it's kind of weird. And honestly, you know, when this is probably for a topic for another day, but when we hired Bree on the team, that was a nerve-wracking thing. And that was like a timing thing for us too. But also I feel like it was a stretching moment. It was more of like, okay, how are we going to pay for, you know, we have the money coming in, but at the same time, like, now we're responsible for her and her family, making sure that she has what she needs. And that's a scary thing to be in. And as we are already, me and Jason are already in the talks of doing that again and having more people on the team. And as we get through that, I think it will be those mental exercises of like, okay, well, we'll figure it out. We know we got some money coming in, or it could be, you know, I would like for it to be a little bit, we have just a little bit more coming in. So there's like that cushion, but hiring this person is going to give me the freedom to be able to do more things to bring in that stuff that I'm lacking. So it'll be tough for a couple of weeks, but long run, it's going to be great. So it's kind of like the same thing is when you're looking for when the right time is to fly with your side hustle, then, or your business that you've started, or whatever that looks like for you listening to this or watching this, you have to respond to that yourself, but you're not alone. And that's one of the things we've created Hustle Machine for, is once we get this community up and running, that's the sort of stuff that if you're not doing something full time yet, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
You're going to have a community of people who have been there or already in that place, and you can ask them and they can ask you the hard questions.
Yeah.
And,
you know, it's funny. We were at, you know, we were at a christening, for, a new baby of one of our friends, that we grew up with. This was, I don't know, over the summer, I think. And, I was talking to the mother, our friend, and I knew that she was interested in photography. She's a very well accomplished therapist, and not therapist. What is it? Prosthetics and orthotics. Sorry, and she's very good at her job, and but she's also interested in photography. And she's felt like this huge draw and this passion to grow this business. And, I knew it's something that she hadn't moved into yet, obviously. And I asked her, I was like, when are you going to do that? Like, do you still feel that draw? And, we ended up having like a 15 or 20 minute conversation, where we just were sharing our heart, where I was like, you know, this is how I was feeling before I made the transition, and this is what I wanted to do. And you know, and she's like, well, when do you know? Like, how do you know? It's just like, you just kind of got to know it inside, and you got to be okay with failure. You got to be comfortable with it. You know, do you feel like it's the right time? It's weird. It's like, you can't like quantify it. I mean, I guess you could if you wanted to look at it that way, but that's not how we look at it. We are looking for, you know, are you self-aware enough to know when it feels right, when that time to transition feels right? Because for years, what was it, for like 7 years or so, we just kept hustling with no end in sight, with no date in sight. But when it felt right, we were both like, what? Oh, okay, it's right now. Like, yeah, we could do this. Yeah. Okay, cool. Then we got on board and we did it, and we transitioned out, and we've been growing the business, and it's been growing ever since. And, so it's just, it's, when is it time to fly? When it darn well feels right. That's when it's time to fly. So, you know, I hope this whole episode's been kind of a message of inspiration, to everyone who's listening to kind of go, okay, let me take a look at what's going on in my life. Let me take a look at my finances. And you know what? When the signal's there, I'm gonna hope that my eyes are open and that they're ready to see it. So that's my message to everyone. It's just to keep your eyes open and be very self-aware. So
yeah, and make sure that you spread those wings, fly high, and you're gonna do fine. You will. And don't be afraid of failure, like Jason said. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We'd love for you to join the community that we're going to be building and of other hustle machinists, I guess you could call us. I don't know. We haven't landed on actually. No, I don't want to call us hustlers. So. I think I said machinists at one time. Still like it, but... Listeners. Anyways, yeah, we want you guys to join the community, help each other out. We want to be in this together because there's nothing more feeling so alone as an entrepreneur, and we don't want people to feel that way. We want you to be a part of a group that wants to lift you up and encourage you. So, all right, guys, that's it. See you next episode.
Bye. We'll see you in episode 4.
Boom.
Peace.